Welcome back to the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas to improving government effectiveness. My guest today is Professor Scott Obermeier, author of the IBM Center Report, Implementing Telework, Lessons Learned from Four Federal Agencies. Professor, your report outlines 10 key recommendations for public managers who are looking to implement the requirements of the Telework Enhancement Act of 2010. Perhaps you can provide us with an overview of some of the core recommendations. For instance, what are your recommendations for establishing plans and policies and for managing in a telework environment?
By the Act, all agencies need to develop a comprehensive telework plan by July of this year. This comprehensive telework plan needs to spell out what is expected of teleworkers, what the teleworker can expect from the organization, which jobs within the organization qualify for telework and which don't, what the training plan is for the agency, how performance evaluation will be conducted, and what the continuing education requirements for each teleworker are. I think that that particular recommendation is kind of fixed by the Act, so agencies won't have much of a choice. They have to do this, and these are all great things to do. My recommendation, based on the case studies, is that outside of the basic requirements of the Act, agencies should develop clear and written telework policies and telework agreements for employees. Productivity is better, work-life balance is better, performance measurement is better when these plans are clearly written and understood by everybody who is impacted by them. And agency training for managers and employees involved in telework should be put at a fairly high priority and put into place prior to telework commencing. Managers need to be trained in how to actively manage and measure performance. Employees need to be trained in how to telework, how to manage the fact that they're at home and the TV is in the other room, and they need to focus on their tasks and on what they're supposed to be doing rather than interacting. On the other hand, you know, as long as people meet their performance goals, I don't think agencies should be too concerned about what people do during the workday, as long as, like I said, their work is getting done and it's of good quality. As far as managing in a telework environment, one of the recommendations that's most important is for agencies to develop performance measures that are effective and reasonably measure what is expected of the teleworker in terms of work products. So, again, it's not hours sitting at a chair behind a desk. It's work products. It's customer satisfaction. It's interactions with coworkers. It's interactions with the team and so forth that should be emphasized. I think that covers actually two of my recommendations. Like I said, it's results that need to be measured and not the process, really. And so managers need to be trained on the concept of measuring results as opposed to trying to measure the amount of time somebody is spending doing something.
Professor, expanding telework and other flexible work arrangements within the federal government is both enabled and driven by advances in technology. What are some of your recommendations for providing technology to teleworkers?
Well, I think that, as I mentioned before, technology policy needs to be established up front, whether telework supporting agencies are going to allow people to use their home equipment or whether they need to provide government-furnished equipment. If they need to provide government-furnished equipment, the equipment suite that they decide on for the teleworker should really be universal for the entire organization. Economies of scale can be obtained by purchasing this way. And also ease of maintenance, ease of support can be obtained by using a suite if government-furnished equipment is going to be required. If agencies are going to allow people to use their own equipment at home, this is fine. I don't see a problem with that as long as security issues are addressed. And in fact, allowing people to use their home computers can really boost performance because individuals that are using their home computers are familiar with their own setups. They are able to be comfortable with the way their computer is set up and so forth. Not that they can't be comfortable with a GFE laptop as well. The final recommendation on technology is that agencies need to be mindful of security, and they can't be lax about these kinds of issues in protecting data, whether it's personal or classified data and so forth. And in fact, most teleworkers who work with classified data cannot telework currently. There is some talk about establishing at least one classified telework center in the D.C. metro area, in the suburbs somewhere, that teleworkers who work with classified can go to and cut down on their commutes. However, this currently has not been established. Network access cards, password protection, not allowing printouts from home equipment on certain data, and other provisions of security need to be attended to when technology policy is being written.
Keeping on this topic as we close our conversation, what is the role of technology in making telework a reality and a success? And more importantly, what does the future hold for telework in the federal government?
The role of technology in telework in general has been huge. In fact, now, with the applications that we consider common, like Skype and WebEx for teleconferencing and so forth, the home desktop, especially if the teleworker has a broadband connection, becomes a window into the office in a way that wasn't possible before with earlier versions of technology. Between email, video teleconferencing, video one-on-one conferencing, one-to-many conferencing, all of these things facilitate telework in such a way that for many jobs and for many teleworkers' job responsibilities, there's really no reason why they can't work at home and be every bit a part of the team as anyone else in the office and be every bit as effective, even more so, than their colleagues who are office-bound. So I think that technology has certainly played a huge role in telework, in facilitating telework, and will continue to do so in the future as technology gets even better. I can envision, just to be futuristic for a second, everyone I'm sure is familiar with the Star Trek holodeck. There's no reason that in the distant future that we couldn't expect to have a little holodeck or that sort of 3D holographic capability in everybody's house and have workers come to work and the office be completely virtual, facilitated by this kind of technology. As far as future for telework in the federal government, I think for continuity of operations and provision of service to customers, telework is going to continue to expand. There's no doubt about it. This recent act is taking a big step in that direction, although a lot of agencies have had the opinion that the act covers things they're already doing, like DISA, for example. I think that the Telework Enhancements Act is really going to facilitate, large numbers of federal employees teleworking at least part-time. And this is going to save us all a lot of money, increase the quality of the federal workforce, while in fact maybe even decreasing the personnel costs associated with the federal workforce by being able to draw from a wider population, having people able to take jobs for perhaps a little less money in a low cost of living area for telework. There's lots of potential there, and I see it increasing. I wouldn't want to speculate on exactly how much, but I see nothing but increases if telework is properly instituted and properly managed within the federal government.
Wonderful way to end our conversation today, Professor Overmeyer. It is critical to understand the practical challenges and also some of the steps that federal agencies have already taken in implementing telework. I think this will be very useful as government leaders face the 6-month implementation timeframe under the recently signed legislation. I want to thank you for your time today, Professor, but more importantly, I want to thank you for your report, Implementing Telework, Lessons Learned from 4 Federal Agencies, that you did for the IBM Center.
It's been a good experience, and I thank the IBM Center for providing the opportunity.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas to improving government effectiveness with Professor Scott Obermeier at the Center for Graduate Studies at Baker College. You may order or download a free copy of his IBM Center report, Implementing Telework, Lessons Learned from Four Federal Agencies, at businessofgovernment.org. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.